worship.
Thank our Lord Jesus Christ for such wonderful songs.
现在奉主耶稣的圣名，在这边为主耶稣来证道。
Now in the name of the Lord Jesus, I like to deliver a message for our Lord Jesus.
我们真的很欢迎我们的朋友弟兄姐妹来跟我们一起聚会。
We welcome all of our family and friends to gather here with us tonight.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of God be with every one of us.
今天晚上来分享耶稣赐您平安。
Tonight I'd like to share this message with you. Jesus gives you peace.
诸位朋友，你会不会觉得我们心中常常没有安全感呢？
Do you often feel anxious and insecure in your heart?
我们有时候会有很多的忧虑啊。
We often worry.
那工作会稳定吗？
Whether our job is stable.
我们的儿女会有前途吗？
Whether our children have a bright future.
我们的身体会健康吗？
Whether we have good health.
常常有一些生活上的事情让我们心常常挂在半空中。
Often our heart is anxious and worried because of things in this life.
尤其啊，这个社会啊，变得太快。
Especially this society changes all the time.
我们常常想，这个校园应该是一个非常安静学习的地方。
One would think a college campus is a safe place to study.
但是我们也看到一个冷酷的杀手啊，在维吉尼亚理工学院啊，在那边杀人。
But just this week, we saw a heartless murder who massacred many people on Virginia Tech campus.
小弟在美国，自从911之后啊，我发觉到很多人是活在一种不平安的当中。
Ever since the 9/11 incident, I discovered that many people in America live in fear.
因为那个外面的战争啊，那些恐怖的分子啊，所以外在的环境也常常让我们有一种不平安的感觉。
Because of the terrorists and the war, so all these external circumstances frighten our people.
各位朋友，你觉得你人生有方向吗？
My friends, do you have a direction in your life?
如果人生是一艘船，你知道你将来要驶向哪个港口吗？
If your life is like a journey, do you know where your destination is?
今天我住的地方这个有风雨呀。
Today, where I live today has wind and rain.
常在人生当中啊，会突然来个风浪。
Often in our life there will be a storm.
你会觉得你这条船在人生的汪洋上面有没有一种安稳的感觉？
Do you feel like your boat in this vast ocean is stable?
我们在世界常常要买保险嘛。
In this world, we often purchase insurance.
我们知道买健康保险不代表我们不会生病。
Having health insurance doesn't guarantee us good health.
我们知道买人寿保险不代表我们不会过世。
Having life insurance does not guarantee us to live forever.
我们知道买汽车保险不代表人不会有车祸。
Having car accident does not guarantee us free of accidents.
但是我们要去买这些保险。
But we do need to purchase this insurance.
因为我们心才会安下来。
So that our heart may be at ease.
那是我们的灵魂有没有买保险呢？
Have we purchased insurance for our soul?
很多事情物质的都要有一个保险。
Many things that's material requires insurance.
我们的心灵也要买保险。
Our heart also requires insurance.
心灵的保险不用花一毛钱。
You do not need to spend a single dime to purchase a policy for your heart.
因为人拜神啊，是用心灵跟诚实。
Because God only requires worshiping with
truth and spirit. 事实上，钱在心灵的世界啊，没有很多的用处。
In fact, money does us not much good in the spiritual world.
所以今天我们要请诸位一起来买这个属灵的保险。
Today, I invite you to purchase a spiritual insurance policy.
也就是来到耶稣面前得到平安。
That is to come before Jesus and receive His peace.
我们来看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章
John chapter 16
十六章三十三节
Verse 33
新约一百五十三页约翰福音十六章三十三节
John chapter 16 verse 33
十六章三十三节我将这些事告诉你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安在世上你们有苦难但你们可以放心我已经胜了世界。耶稣跟门徒讲很多的事情。
Jesus has said many things to his disciples.
为的是让门徒在他里面有平安。
So that his disciples can find peace in him.
又提醒说他们在世上有苦难。
He reminded them in this world they will have tribulation.
圣经把人生一个事实描写得很清楚。
The Bible depicts human life very clearly.
在耶伯记说，人为妇女所生，日子短少，多有苦难。
In the book of Job, it says those who are born of a woman live a toil short life on earth.
又说，人生啊，必遇患难，好像火星辉腾一样。
It also says that human life is filled with trouble and tribulation like fire and sparks.
啊，所以真的，我们活在这个世界啊，常常会遇到一些困难的事情。
Indeed, in our life, we often encounter problems and difficulties.
几年前，小弟有机会到非洲去。
A few years ago, I had the opportunity to visit Africa.
到那边呢，真的觉得那里的人，过得相当辛苦。
I discovered that people in Africa truly live a difficult life.
有个同工跟我们讲说，你到这个非洲好像到黑社会一样。
A coworker told us that when you go to Africa, it's as if you go to a dark society.
为什么他这样讲呢
？What does he mean by that?
真的，你到乡下去哈，真的到晚上都没有灯啊。
Really, if you go to the rural area, there's no light, no electricity.
真的，在黑暗当中，有时候你看不到那个非洲人的脸呢，看不清楚的。
What if you're walking in the evening, you cannot even make out their faces.
天上的星星非常的亮。
But you can see the bright stars in the sky.
你到那个乡下去啊，越乡下，你真的看到有的人没有鞋子可以穿。
If you go to the country, you will find people truly have to walk without shoes.
我到加纳去的时候，一位同工啊，带两个大皮箱。
When I went to Ghana, one of the coworkers brought two big luggages.
他是从德国过去的。
He was a worker from Germany.
他通常只有带一个小小的背包就到非洲去了。
He usually goes to Africa with a small luggage.
那我就问他说，你这次怎么带两个大背包呢？
So I asked him, what's in these two big bags?
他说，这个都是旧衣服啊。
He says, these are my old clothing.
他说都是从弟兄姐妹收集过来的啦。
These are clothing I've collected from other brothers and sisters.
我说你收集这些衣服做什么？
I asked him, why did you do that?
他说信不信由你啊，在乡下我们的教会啊，他们只有一套衣服可以穿。
He says, believe it or not, there are some rural brothers and sisters who only own one set of clothing.
他们把它拿去洗的时候就没有衣服可以穿了。把那一套衣服拿去洗就没有衣服可以穿了。
Oh, if they're doing laundry, they have nothing to wear.
我不太相信，我问一个当地的一个黑人的传道。
I would not believe that, so I asked a native pastor.
他说对呀，我每次他是住在城市，到乡下去都要带衣服。带很多的衣服去那边花给那边的人呢。
He says that it's true that when I go visit the countryside, I have to bring clothes to distribute to the members.
在这里的人生活真的很辛苦啊。
I discovered people who in Africa do live a very difficult life.
有一次啊，我们到一个村落啊，突然听到一个报告啊，听到一个消息说，这个在隔壁村落有个小朋友死了。
This one time when we were in a small village, we heard a news that a nearby neighboring child has passed away.
我问他多大？
We ask him how old is he?
他说才是 baby， 刚生下没有几天呢。
They told us he's only a baby, only a few days old.
怎么死的？
How did he die?
他说非洲死很简单，蚊子叮一下，得疟疾就死了。
He says it's very easy, a bite of mosquito, you may get malaria and die.
我们跟一个传道就去那边为那个小朋友办丧礼。
So we went with the pastor to have a funeral for the young baby.
那个小朋友后来那个，你知道他的棺材是什么做的吗？
Do you know what the coffin was made of?
就是我们这边的水果箱啊。
It's made of our fruit basket.
就是几个烂木头钉一钉哦，就把那个 baby 放里面了。
They piece it together from a fruit basket and bury the child.
在他们家后院挖个洞就把它埋下去了。
They dug up a hole in the backyard and buried the child there.
我看到那里的孩子死了，这样死真的没有尊严，像我们埋一只狗一只猫一样的。
It's as if we were burying a dog or a cat here in America.
我到一个很乡下的地方啊。
I went to a very rural area.
我跟一些同工啊，同龄已经分享过了。
I might have shared this with some of you before.
真的，我就看到那个小朋友坐在我对面哦，那他的眼。他的肚子大大了，没有穿上衣啊，那眼睛呢、啊？眼角就是有一个眼屎在那里啊。
I saw a small child with a big belly, without clothing, and he has something in his eyes.
我就看到苍蝇一直在沾那个眼屎啊。
And I saw a fly keep on landing on his eyes.
我就开始算这个他到底多久？为什么他不把他赶走呢？
So I sat there and wondered why he doesn't fend off the fly.
我就开始算 one Mississippi, two Mississippi, 要看多久你才要把他赶走啊。
I started counting how many seconds before he make a movement.
结果我真的是受不了了，他不赶走那个苍蝇的。
But what I discovered is that he didn't make a movement.
所以我就把手伸出去要帮他赶啊。
So I reached out my hand trying to fend off the fly for him.
结果他把我的手赶掉了。
And he decided to take my hand away.
啊，他适应那只苍蝇啊，更能够啊，比我的手更能适应啊。
He was actually willing to accept the fly more than my hand.
我就觉得我们在那边看到那里人生活真是很辛苦。
Indeed, they live a hard life there.
啊，所以常常每次从非洲回家，我都很高兴。
Often I'm overjoyed to return home from Africa.
有几个月都没有吃到中国菜啊，真的是肚子会受不了啊。
It's difficult to go without Chinese food for so many months.
那没有回到美国就不辛苦吗？
But is it to say that life in America is not so hard?
那个美国才会知道说，其实美国人哦，忧郁症比非洲人还多得多。
What I discovered is that there are more depressed people in America than there are in
Africa. 我们这边的物质非常的丰盛啊。
Yes, we have material abundance.
但是我们的精神非常的空幻。
But our mind and our emotion is very empty.
有个统计说呢，八个啊高中生，八个学生里面有一个就有忧郁症的。
There's a statistic that says one out of every eight high school students are depressed.
我在想，为什么这个 Virginia Tech 啊，这位叫什么叫
Chow
啊，哈，他为什么就这样去杀人了呢
？I wondered this week why this student named Chow decided to kill so many people in Virginia Tech.
这个知道那个大概 NBC 吧，把他自己录的影像照出来之后呢，大家都好像觉得这是一个谜啊，怎么一个人会这么冷酷啊，把同学这么多人都给杀了呢
？When people saw his videotape that he sent to NBC, it was mysterious why this person could be so cruel.
你在听他讲话。
If you listen to what he said,
他说他没有选择啊。
He says I'm without a choice.
你们把我逼到一个角落去了。
You made me do this.
其实我们会知道说世界上有多少人他心中充满了仇恨。
You can see that there are so many people whose hearts filled with hatred.
他充满了这种啊，被人家这种啊，对别人，对甚至富有的人，对环境的一个不满。
He is so unhappy toward those people who are rich, those people who are around him.
所以在我们这个国家，其实啊，忧郁症的、自杀的、杀人的也是不少啊。
So there are so many people in this country who are depressed, who ended up murdering or killing themselves.
所以在美国就没有苦难吗？
Is this to say that life in America is not hard?
昨天晚上我在看多则文章，一篇文章啊。
Last night I was reading the Reader's Digest.
他说呢，这个加州啊，刚刚可以通过一个法律啊，就是当你这个 disabled， 当你没有办法动的时候呢，你可以请啊一种快要绝种的 monkey 哦，猴子啊，来做你的帮助你的生活啊。
It says here in America they're about to pass a bill that if you become disabled, you could hire a near extinct monkey to help you do house chores.
这个猴子啊，要上猴子大学啊，猴子学校。
This monkey has to actually go through a training school.
那你用那个雷射枪哦，雷射枪你给他训练，比如说你指到哪里，然后比如说拄上这个瓶子，那个猴子啊会懂得去帮那个没有办法动的人去开瓶子啊。
With the laser pointer, you could point at a bottle, and the monkey actually help you open the bottle.
它可以帮你做很多你根本没有办法做的事情。
The monkey could help you do many things that you can't.
他就在提到一个加州一位先生啊。
So the article cited a Mr. in California.
他有两栋房子。
He owns two houses.
一栋这个啊一台这个 convertible 这个啊啊敞篷车。
He also owns a convertible.
他有一个很好的这个女朋友、未婚妻，还有一个小孩。
He has a wonderful fiance and he also has a child.
啊，平常很喜欢做一种非常刺激的运动，常常在海里面啊，骑摩托车啊，这种刺激的运动。
And he likes to do extreme sports in the water and on land.
他说有一天啊，就是有一个，他说还一个 officer， 就大概一个长官呐、啊，说要借他的车子开啊，他跟那长官在车子里面呢、啊。
So one day he was in a car with one of his officers.
那等到他要跟那个长官说你开慢一点的时候，来不及了，他们在转弯的时候就翻到悬崖下面去了。
The officer was driving, he was on the passenger side, and they were driving too fast, they fell off the cliff.
一上来呢，发觉到他从这个脖子下面通通是 disabled 了，都是没有办法动弹的。
When he came to himself, he realized that everything from his neck down became numb, and he couldn't feel anything.
后来他成为加州第一个有猴子帮助他的人呢、啊，因为他没有办法动啊，大概只有几个 finger 啊，几个手指可以动啊，所以那个猴子啊，就好像就是帮他做。他要做的事情就对了。
He became the first man in California who has a monkey serve as a servant because all he do is move his laser pointer with fingers.
所以人生什么时候发生一些事情，其实人都不知道呢。
It's true that we have no idea when tragedy may fall on us.
人生真的有时候啊， 充满了一些事情我没有办法想象。
It's true that things beyond our imagination could happen anytime.
我最近跟弟兄姊妹分享我自己的弟弟的一个故事啊。
I recently shared a story with you about my own brother.
我最小的弟弟在银行当经理，他生活也是不错的。
My youngest brother works in a bank and he lives a pretty good life.
就在最近啊，在台湾开车啊，一转弯的时候呢，一个十八岁的淡江大学的学生啊，就撞上他了。
It was recently when he was driving, as he made a left turn.A college student hit him with a motorcycle.
他说只有一秒钟的差别而已啦。
He says it was only a matter of a second.
他说这一秒他就走过去了，那个行人撞不到他了。
If he had made that turn a second earlier, the motorcyclist wouldn't hit him.
那个学生就当场就这样死掉了。
That student died on the spot.
再根据台湾的法律啊，不晓得什么样的一个情形，我弟弟就被关到监牢里面，那个手脚都是被这个链子锁住了。
According to the Taiwanese laws, my brother was arrested and his hands and feet were cuffed.
他说这一辈子从来没有那种感受过，就是坐牢的那种感受过。
He says he has never imagined he will be in prison.
这人世间哦，什么时候发生什么事情，没有一个人可以预料。
It's true. No one can predict what might happen to us next.
耶稣说，在世上你们有苦难。
Jesus says in this world you will have tribulation.
没有一个人有办法这种避免人生这些偶然发生的事情呢。
No one can avoid or escape accidents in our life.
所以今天人世间最珍贵的就是那个心灵里面的平安。
So the most precious thing we could have is the peace in our hearts.
所以，诸位朋友，今天我们跟诸位介绍的就是进到耶稣里面来呀，您可以得到平安呐。
My friends, what I'd like to tell you tonight is that if you come into Jesus, you will find that true peace.
耶稣是给人什么样的平安呢？
What kind of peace is Jesus to give us?
我们来看以赛亚书二十六章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 23.
以赛亚书二十六章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 23.
二十六章 26.
26, excuse me. Chapter 26.
以赛亚书二十六章第三节第四节。
And verse 4.
以赛亚书二十六章第三节第四节，旧约八百三十四页。
Isaiah 26:3-4。
坚信依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。第四节。
Verse 4。
你们当依靠主，直到永远，因为主是永久的磐石。圣经这边跟我们讲，我们应当依靠神呢。
These two verses says that we need to trust God.
因为神是永久的磐石。
Because He is the everlasting strength.
永远不会动摇的。
He will never move.
当一个人坚信依靠他的时候。
When we keep ourselves in Him.
也就是我们在世上呢，我们不依赖我们所有的其他的东西，我们真的把我们的心依赖在主耶稣这块磐石身上。
In other words, we choose not to trust anything else except trust in the Lord.
耶稣会给我们十分的平安呢。
Then He will give us.Perfect peace.
这个十分就是不是九分，不是八分是完全的平安呐。
Perfect peace talks about a complete peace.
所以今天我们到耶稣里面来，就能够享受这样的一种福气。
Today, if we come into Jesus, we can enjoy that peace.
我们刚提到说，这种平安不一定是没有灾难的一种平安。
Earlier, we mentioned this peace does not represent a trouble-free.
而是耶稣给我们一种心境的一种平安。
But rather, this is a peace of the mind.
这两种都有可能就是有时候耶稣会改变我们的困难。
Two things that could happen. Sometimes Jesus will turn away the troubles in our life.
有时候在没有困难、没有力气的时候呢，让人心中有一种平静的态度来面对人生的困难。
Sometimes He will give us the peace in heart to confront the troubles in our life.
真的，我们在信耶稣当中常常遇到有这样的情形呢。
Often in our journey of faith, we encounter these type of situation.
最近呢，我们。Garland Grove 教会弟兄姐妹到这个六十号公路附近在做一件圣工。
Recently, some brothers and sisters have been doing an outreach ministry in Orange County.
常常在礼拜三早上现在还继续在做在看一户一个家庭这位小姐呢，她有一些问题了
On every Wednesday morning, they will go and visit a miss who has some issues, some problems.
这位小姐在读高中的时候，其实她已经是二年级了，她也上了伯克莱，也上了某些学校的医学院了，都是被接受了。
This young lady actually does pretty well in school and have been accepted to nice universities.
啊，但是啊，后来他十二年级的时候呢，他的英文老师特别跟他的有一些不愉快的相处。
But during her senior year in high school, she had some run-ins with her English teacher.
她没有办法承受那种打击啊。
She could not accept the impact.
后来她爸爸妈妈给她送到医院去。
So her parents sent her to a hospital.
她都不讲话。
She refuses to talk.
医生想根据她的状况，可能是精神分裂了，患了精神分裂了。
And so the doctor had diagnosed that she has a mental illness.
后来又把她送到一个就是关这个脑筋有问题的地方。
So they sent her to a mental institution.
后来遇到我们教会一位弟兄。
And there she met a brother of our church.
我们就开始访问她。
So we began to visit her.
这个访问的过程当中，我真的看到神怎么样来帮助一个病人呢？
During this visitation process, we see how God helped her.
因为她的父母亲是中国大陆来的朋友啊，是没神没鬼的，不相信人，不相信鬼的啦。
She came from mainland China. And she's an atheist.
所以刚开始我们去的时候，我们这样祷告，他们没办法接受的。
When we visit them, they could not accept our prayer.
所以可能很奇妙哦。当我们的传道人呢、也帮父母亲祷，也帮那个小朋那个小朋友祷，那个小姐祷告的时候。
But when we pray, when our pastor pray for her parents and pray for herself.
那个父母亲呢、原来不能接受，可是在那个祷告当中，发现到被按手祷告的时候呢，好像就是有个。我本来很烦恼的，乌云的，就好像从头这样飞走了一样啊。
When the pastor lay hand on the parents' head, they feel that all their worries and anxieties had, like clouds had rolled away.
更奇妙的是，他们是用哪一个教会来祷告，对这个孩子有帮助，那个教会呢，他们才让他们继续来帮助这个孩子。
And what's more interesting is that they would only continue to receive visitation from a specific church if it helps their daughter.
因为同时有很多团体啊，都是来要想要帮助他们家这个孩子。
There are many different churches.
很多的教会了哦。
Many churches who want to go help this child.
但是他觉得他说很奇妙啊。
But the parents say it's very
amazing. 当我们这个高兰国的弟兄姐妹传道去帮他们祷告的时候，那一天他的孩子就很安静，在家里就不会。他常常这个闹到让孩子晚上都没让父母亲晚上都没办法睡觉。
Whenever the pastor from the Garden Grove Church visit them, the child will be especially quiet and good.
这个已经大概一两年的时间了，然后我们去大概几个月而已了。
Her problem has been ongoing for a couple of years, but we've only visited her for several months.
我亲眼听到她妈妈这样说啊。
I personally heard the mother said,
说我们恨不得哦，把我们家的女儿哦搬到传道的家附近去住了。
We wish that we could move closer to your pastor.
我们每个礼拜都在期待礼拜三的来临呢。
Every week we couldn't wait for Wednesdays.
因为这个效果就是这么明显。
Because the effect is so apparent.
平常他们对孩子闹到没办法睡觉。
Normally the child will disturb them to a point where they can't sleep.
但是当我们的弟兄姐妹帮助他祷告的时候，
But when our brothers and sisters pray for her,
他那一天就能够安静的睡觉。
That night she could sleep soundly.
我听了实在是真的觉得我们的神哦，真的是我们的圣灵啊，是大有能力的神，大有能力的圣灵啊。
So this tells us our God, our Holy Spirit, truly is powerful.
她都还没有受洗啊。
She's not even baptized yet.
她只是弟兄姐妹去帮她祷告，她就能够明显感受到神的一种恩爱跟慈惠，恩惠跟慈爱。
She could already experience God's blessing and grace just because our members pray for her.
真的，神是给人是十分的平安的。
It's true, God gives us perfect peace.
那最近我们也遇到一位小姐啊，我跟同龄也分享过了。
I also have shared this story with you. Recently, we have been dealing with a sister, a miss.
这位小姐非常的特别啊。
This young lady is very unique.
有一次她跟一群朋友晚上这个在台湾上班嘛，然后呢就到一个公园去然后呢她就三两个朋友，她就坐在秋千上荡秋千呢。
She works in Taiwan, and one evening she went with a couple of friends to a park, and she was sitting on a swing.
荡到最后的时候呢，有一个人有一个不是人，然后有一个没有头的什么东西呢，就站在那边看他。
As she was swinging, suddenly she noticed a headless being standing there watching her.
然后就跟他们在一起了。
And this headless being continued to stay with her.
这个小姐哦，她从小眼睛就很奇妙，她就可以看到人家看不到的东西啊。
This miss is very special. Ever since she was young, she could see things that other people can't see.
那这个小姐好心哦，她每次看到这种东西哦，都跟那个东西商量啊。
She has a very good heart, so whenever she sees this being, she will have a dialogue with them.
你不要伤害我的朋友哦，你来跟我就可以了哦。
She will say to her the being, "Don't bother my friends, just come to me."
如果你是我，听到这样的信息哦，这样的他的这样的故事，你相不相信呢？
If you hear something like this, would you believe it?
小弟不得不相信呢。
I have no choice but to believe it.
因为她跟我们一起祷告的时候，她很不一样。
Because when she prays with us, you could tell immediately she's different.
她跟我们一起祷告的时候，你会觉得她会尖叫啊。
When she prays with us, she will shriek.
那个尖叫的声音让你听起来真的，你跪在她旁边呢，你会起鸡皮疙瘩的。
If you're praying next to her, you will have goosebumps.
啊，你就会知道她身上有一种很不对的力量。
You will feel the strange power coming out of her.
那个不对的力量呢，常常在祷告当中呢，把她这个啊，把它弯成是45度角啊，往后弯了。
And when she's praying, this power will often push her back 45 degrees.
啊，有一次我们跟一些同工啊，特别去帮她祷告。
This one time we went and make a prayer for her.
那个同工说：“哇，这个不得了，这是玩真的，好像电影上那个有个电影叫什么啊 ，Exorcist 什么
？Exorcist
啊，这个就是那个女主角，那这个完全就是一模一样。他哇，不得了，这是玩真的，不是玩假的。”
One of the church members said, "This is as if it's in the movie Exorcist."
我们从这位小姐的身上，现在已经是我们的信徒了。我们听到很多非常奇异的事情啊。
From this miss who has now been converted as a church sister, we've heard so many different amazing stories.
在没有受洗之前啊，那个鬼一直在她身上有工作。
Before she was baptized, the devil continued to work in her.
有时候那个鬼啊，笑到那种声音啊，会觉得说，哇，他真的是很奸笑，非常就是。啊，就是非常的啊，骄傲的一种笑。
Sometimes when the devil laughs from her body, you could tell the devil is very arrogant.
有时候哇，当这个魔鬼在尖叫的时候，我们姐妹啊，同时也听到好多天使围着我们，帮我们一起祷告。
Sometimes when we pray for her, this other sisters will see angels praying with her.
啊，这位小姐甚至啊，在祷告当中呢，啊，她可以体会到我们的祷告真的很有力量。
This miss experienced the power of our prayer.
她说，她常常可以看到她旁边呢，不止里面，旁边有一些黑影在动。
When she prays, she says she often would feel these dark shadows moving around her.
她说后面有一个姐妹的祷告声音，她不晓得那个姐妹是谁。她说她的灵眼呢，好像一根箭啊，一直围着她身体上面绕。
But she says she heard a sister praying behind her. She didn't know who that sister is, but the sound of her prayer, her tongues was like an arrow surrounding her.
另外一个，她跪在她旁边祷告的小姐，突然之间看到一个非常可爱的好像孩子一样的白色的一个身体出现，一个天使出现了。
Another sister kneeling next to her suddenly saw a bright, white angel.
那个教会有这个台阶啊。
And the church has these steps up front.
那个天使就坐在台阶上面。
And the young angel sits on the step.
天使就这个撑着下颚呢，看着那个身上有鬼的有干扰的那位小姐。
And this angel sits in front of this demon possessed sister and stares at her.
那个鬼在里面就环绕不安了。
And then the devil couldn't stand the stare.
所以我们看到就在他这个小姐来接受洗礼之后。
And truly, after this miss was baptized in the church,
我们看到她从水里上来第一件事情就很不一样啊。
The first thing after she got out of the water was very different.
她很激动啊。
She was very emotional.
她一直掉眼泪啊。
She continued to shed tears.
后来她这样跟我们讲啊。
And she told us.
她看到哇，荣耀的光照在她前面。
She saw a glorious light shining on her.
看到耶稣的宝血显现在那里啊。
She saw the vision of the blood of Jesus.
那天晚上她回去睡觉。
That night when she went home to sleep,
她先说：“哎，你的脚怎么这么样的热啊？”
Her husband said, "How come your feet are so warm?"
你是不是生病了？你是不是感冒了？
Are you okay? Do you have a fever?
她说没有啊。
She said, "No."
你知道吗？她的脚，她自己说，从那个有那种经历之后，她的脚永远都是冰的，晚上睡觉永远都是冰的。
She said later on that her feet, since she was young, her feet have always been very cold.
受洗之后，病得医治那个鬼不见了。她的身体就开始恢复正常了。
After she was baptized, her sickness was cured, and the devil no longer bothered.
诸位朋友，这都是最近的事情啊。
My friends, all these things happen.
坚信依靠主的，主要保守他得十分的平安。
Those who trust in the Lord will give him perfect peace.
我们刚提到这些都是跟肉体有关系的。
All these things we talked about deals with our physical body.
但是其实有些事情，当我们没有办法去处理的时候。
But there are some things that we can't resolve.
真的，神会赐给我们心中有平安呢。
God will also give us peace in our heart.
小弟在伯恩教会遇到一对老夫妻。
I met an elderly couple in Bowen Park Church.
这位姐妹啊，她说她已经洗肾洗了13年了。
This sister says she's been undergoing dialysis for 13 years.
那个医生跟她讲说，你的很多同学都已经毕业了呢。
The doctor said many of your peers have graduated.
就是一起跟你洗肾的哦，很多都不在了。
In other words, many people who's gone through this dialysis have already passed away.
每次去访问他，每现在每个礼拜要洗肾三次。
Even now, she has to go through dialysis 3 times a week.
你每次跟他讲话，
but whenever you talk to her,
跟他先生讲话，
talk to her husband,
他们心中充满了感谢啊。
You could tell the joy and thanksgiving in their hearts.
我对他的先生特别感到很感动。
I'm especially touched by her husband.
他说，我这位太太哦，从嫁给我之后都服侍我。
He said that my wife has always served me ever since she married me.
感谢主，这13年来啊，我有机会服侍我的太太啊。
I thank God I have this opportunity to serve my wife in the last 13 years.
真的，她太太因为有病常常不方便啊，先生有时候帮她洗澡啊，常常服侍她。
Because the sister has this illness, often her husband has bathed her.
你在跟他们聊天啊，他们生命当中充满了感谢的声音啊。
If you talk to them, you will hear their voices of thanksgiving.
所以真的有时候我们人世间呢，会经历一些病痛苦难，会临到人的身上。
It is inevitable that some illness and problems may happen to our life.
但是有些人呢，他抱怨。
But some people will just complain.
有些人懂得感谢。
Some people know how to give thanks.
懂得感谢。 因为神赐给人心中有平安。
Those who can give thanks is because God gives them peace in their hearts.
耶稣所赐给人的是什么样的平安呢？
What kind of peace will Jesus give us?
我们来再看另外一点哦。
Let's look at another point.
诗篇34篇。
Psalm number 34.
诗篇34篇。
Psalm 34.
34篇第8节到第10节。
Psalm 34 verses 8 to 10.
第8节到第10节。
Verses 8 to 10.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，34篇8到10节，
Psalm 34 verse 8，
便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了，第9节，
Verse 9，
主的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺，第10节，
Verse 10，
少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求主的什么好处都不缺，这边特别跟我们讲说呢， 敬畏神的人啊，他一无所缺。
Here it says that those who fear the Lord will lack nothing.
所以我们要来尝尝主恩的味道。So
we could come and taste the goodness of the Lord.
投靠他的人是有福气的。Those
who trust in him will be blessed.
这个少壮的狮子啊，很会抓食的。Even
though a young lion may be very capable.
但是呢，他常常也要挨饿的。But
often he will suffer hunger.
但是寻求神的人，他什么好处都不缺。Those
who seek the Lord shall lack no good thing.
这就是我们来信靠耶稣的一种平安的感觉。This
is the feeling that we get when we have peace in the Lord.
圣经上有一位国王叫做大卫。
There was a king in the world named David.
他作诗这样说啊,
he wrote a psalm.
他说神是我的牧者,
God, the Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏,
I shall have no want.
他使我躺卧在青草地上,
he makes me lie on the green pasture.
领我到可安歇的水边,
he lead me to still waters.
真的我们信了耶稣之后啊, 我们是属于耶稣基督的羊。
Yes, indeed. After we believe in Jesus, we become his sheep.
他会给我们草吃,
he will feed us with green
pasture. 他会给我们水喝,
he will give us water.
他会给我们心灵的满足啊。
He will give us the fulfillment in the heart.
小弟从小到大都没有养过宠物。
I have never had a pet.
跟太太结婚之后呢，发觉到这个就是后来才发觉太太就养了宠物啊。
After I got married, I found out that my wife is an animal lover.
发觉到主人对宠物一定是。 让他一无所缺的，就是不会让他饿到了，一定会很爱他的啦。
And I discovered that pet owners will do everything to provide for their own pets.
真的有时候我很嫉妒我家的狗啊。
Often I'm very jealous of the dog in my house.
我们家那只狗啊，晚上12点半哦，敲门要出去哦，我太太都会再累都会起来帮他开门呢。
If the dog wants to get up in the middle of the night to go out, and my wife will get up and let him out.
晚上早上第一件事情哦，那个狗敲门，他会一大早起来帮他开门呢。
Early morning, my wife will get out of bed to let the dog out of the house.
那个狗哈，有时候拉肚子，我太太会帮狗擦屁股啊。
My wife sometimes will even clean after the dog.
我跟我太太抱怨呢，不是抱怨，跟她开玩笑了。
So I joke with my wife.
哦，我上洗手间，你从来没有帮我做过这种事情啊。I
said when I go to the bathroom, you never clean after me.
那个小狗上洗手间，你就帮它擦屁股啊。Look
at the dog, you clean after the dog.
所以有时候觉得哇，人怎么对狗那么好？I
wonder why she's so nice to her dog.
哎，那个真的狗口渴，那个没有杯子里面没水啊，它是要对着杯子这样子抓两下，那个杯子是铁器嘛，锵锵锵，然后嗡嗡嗡，我太太马上到。
when the dog is without water, he just have to knock on his bowl a couple of times, and my wife will immediately bring some water.
所以那个狗大概也会做事这样想啊，叶静平是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The dog will probably write a poem and said, "My wife is his shepherd; he shall not want."
真的，我们对一个我们喜欢的宠物，我们会很疼惜它，让它啊、非常的很舒适。
Yes, indeed, we will always shower our pet with our love.
今天我们在神的面前呢、啊，不只是像宠物一样，我们是神的儿女。
Today we're more than pet in God's eyes.
当我们来到他面前的时候
，We are His children when we come before Him.
真的神会帮助我们，让我们生命当中没有缺乏，就是有一种满足的感觉。
God will definitely help us and will not let us suffer loss.
这种没有缺乏不代表神会让你花大财住大房子，不代表是这样子的。
This does not guarantee you to live a luxurious life.
但是神会让你有一种非常安全的感觉。
But what God will give you for sure is a sense of security.
所以啊，圣经上有位保罗，他这样说啊。
There's a man named Paul in the Bible. He says,
我并不是缺乏才说这样的话。
He says, I do not say this because I'm lacking.
啊，我无论在什么情况之下，我也都已经学会了知足了。
I have learned to be content in all circumstances.
啊，我知道怎么样处富贵，怎么样处卑贱。
I know how to be rich and I know how to be poor.
或饱足，或贫穷，或有余，或缺乏，随处随在，我都已经得了秘诀。
Whether full or hunger, whether rich or poor, I know how to be content.
啊，他其实的秘诀是什么呢？
He knew that he found the secret.
懂得依靠主耶稣，知道主耶稣会给他有所缺，他也懂得依靠主耶稣知足了。
He knew how to trust in Jesus to receive what he needs and to be content.
真的，你有主耶稣啊，你不用忧虑太多了。
Yes, if you have Jesus, you don't have to worry much.
耶稣跟我们讲，你不要为吃什么、喝什么、穿什么来忧虑。
Jesus said, "You don't have to worry what to eat, drink, or wear."
啊，这些都是外邦人所求的。
All these are asked by the Gentiles.
只要你先求神的国、神的义。
If you first ask His kingdom, His righteousness.
这些都要加给你。
All these things will be given to you.
啊，常常我们的弟兄姐妹有这样的一些体验。
Our brothers and sisters have already experienced this.
真的，神常常让我们不会觉得缺乏。
Indeed, God will never put us in a lacking situation.
几年前呢，小弟的祖母生病的时候，我一直很想要，有时候。想说我的家人可以回台湾看祖母一下。
A few years ago, when my grandmother became sick, I had hoped my family could go to Taiwan and visit her.
啊，但是因为这个预算还是很有限。
Because we're tight on budget.
啊，所以还在想这个事情呢。
We were
没有成型那个时候。
At the time, we were contemplating whether to go or not.
那我见证过，就那段时间我在非洲有一段有一个特别的早上，我祷告。圣灵一直跟我讲说要为我的太太祷告，跟我的孩子祷告。
And I remember I was in a missionary trip in Africa, and one morning the Spirit tells me I need to pray for my wife and my children.
他一直跟我讲我太太跟我的孩子他们会发生车祸。
The Spirit kept telling me my wife and my children will get into a car accident.
真的很奇妙，我在非洲的乡下没有电话。
And it's very strange because I had no telephone in Africa.
啊，也没有网络啊，在那个地方啊。
I had no internet.
因为比较乡下哦。
Because we're in rural area.
啊，但是因为圣灵这样子感动啊，我们小弟就祷告喽。
But because the Spirit was touching me, I started to pray for them.
啊，回来真的发现到太太的车子啊，就是出了车祸。
And when I came back to the States, indeed my wife had an accident.
她说她送孩子上学的时候啊。
When she was going to school.
啊，一辆车就撞上她了。
She was taking my children to school. A car rear-ended her.
那撞到她，那因为是对方的错嘛。
Because it's the other car's fault.
那保险公司就要赔了。
And their insurance have to pay us.
那个保险公司很有趣啊，他说我们要付你大概，我没有记错，大概。几千块嘛，然后就是 take it or leave it， 就是你要不要随便你不要就告我们好了，意思是这样子。
So the insurance actually offer a settlement and say we'll give you this much money, take it or leave it。
我们就说啊，那就 take it 吧。
So we decided to take it。
就把它拿了，哎。
So we took the payment。
啊，一个弟兄好心啊，帮我们介绍啊，车子那个坏掉要修理的，通介绍一个旧车的那个汽车零件那边去了。
And one of the brothers introduced us to a old car repair company.
修一修，还剩下几千块。
And after the car repair was done, we still had some money left.
感谢主，赶快送太太孩子回台湾看祖母了。
I thank God that I took the money and sent them to Taiwan to visit the grandparents.
真的神很慈爱的。
I think God is very merciful.
你还在想这个事情啊？
When I was just thinking about this,
那个车祸好像是一件很坏的事情啊。
The accident seemed to be a tragedy.
感谢主啊，可是孩子，孩子太太都平安了、
啊。But I thank God, my wife and my children were safe.
车子也修好了。
And the car was repaired.
但是还有一笔钱可以回台湾，让我们完成我们的心愿。
And we still could see our grandmother for one last time.
所以真的很奇妙哦，真的，你好像一无所有，却样样都有啊。
Even though you may seem to have nothing, but you have everything.
好像是忧愁的，却是喜乐的。
You seem to be worried, but you are happy.
啊，这个神的慈爱对。对啊，真的是属于他的人，有时候很奇妙的一些带领。
The love and peace of God indeed is very amazing.
那我刚刚提到说，这种一无所缺不一定是指啊，真的给你那物质上的感觉。
Earlier I mentioned that this promise does not guarantee that you always have something.
啊，但是呢，就是你心中啊，会一直觉得说你不会缺乏那种安全的感觉。
Rather, it's the security and the peace you have in your heart.
真的，常常我们的生命是这样子的。我们的外在没有改变。
Indeed, often our outward surroundings have not changed.
当我们跪下来祷告的时候，
很多
弟兄姐妹这样见证啊。
Many brothers and sisters.
主耶稣安慰他们呢、啊。
Jesus personally comforted them.
把他们抱住那种感觉，祷告感觉是有人把从你后面把你抱住了。
They experience as if Jesus has given them a big hug.
你会觉得你真的没有缺乏，因为耶稣跟你同在。
You will feel so safe and sound because Jesus is with you.
这是耶稣所赐的平安。
This is the peace Jesus promised.
我们再看一种。
Let's look at another one.
约翰福音五章二十节。
John chapter 5 verse.
约翰福音五章二十节。
24.
约翰福音五章二十四节。
John chapter 5 verse 24.
五章二十四节。
5:24.
我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。这边圣经跟我们讲说呢，那些听耶稣的话，就是听啊耶稣的话，又信耶稣是啊天父差来的这些人。
Here says those who believe in Jesus and believe that he was sent by God.
啊，这些人要有永生啊。
These people should have eternal life.
他们不被定罪。
They shall not be condemned.
他们要出死入生。
But they will pass from death into life.
所以当耶稣说你在我们里面有平安，这是一种出死入生的平安。
The peace promised by Jesus is one that passes death from death to life.
这个所谓出死啊，就是脱离了人类罪恶本来要走向永行的那一条道路。
To pass from death means that we could escape from the path of sin into eternal condemnation.
啊，圣经上跟我们讲，凡是不信的、啊、撒谎的、可憎的、啊、那些拜偶像的，他们将来的份就是啊硫磺火湖那个地狱。
The Bible tells us all those who do not believe the rivalers, those who commit sin, they shall they're reserved for them a fire.
那信的人呢？耶稣要给他们永生。
But those who believe, Jesus will give them eternal life.
这个永生啊，不代表我们啊信了耶稣之后在世上一直活下去啊。
This eternal life does not mean we can live in this world forever.
世上不是一个永远的地方。
This world is not a place.
世上是充满了眼泪啊，很多的愁苦的地方是一个不完全的地方。
This world is imperfect. It's filled with tears and sorrow.
充满了罪恶。
Because it's filled with sin.
这个永生是神帮我们预备一个啊未来的一个啊一个乐园，一个天国。
God's eternal life is a place called paradise. It's in heaven.
啊，是我们灵魂要去的地方。
It's a place where our soul will go one day.
在那里是永远的与神同在，永远的平安，是出死入生的平安。
There we can enjoy peace with God. It's a peace from, pass from death into life.
诸位朋友，你相信有灵魂吗
？My friends, do you believe you have a soul?
圣经上跟我们讲啊，人有灵魂呐、啊。
The Bible tells us we have a soul.
圣经上记载有一位女生叫拉结，她要死的时候，灵魂离开身体了。
The Bible records a lady named Rachel. When she died, her soul departed from her.
我们这个灵魂它是永远不会灭的。
Our soul will never die.
她将来要接受审判。
It will go into judgment.
那小弟传福音这么多年来哦，哇，让小弟跟很多人接触之后呢，不得不相信呢、啊、有灵魂的存在。
After I became a minister for so many years, I can't help but to believe that there is really soul.
因为很多人亲眼跟小弟做见证。
Because many people told me,
就在我面前做见证啊。
Many people witnessed before my eyes.
他在这个医院里面死掉了。
That they die in the hospital.
他的灵魂离开他的身体。
That their soul departed from their body.
看到医生在他们身上做了一些事情。
And they could see what the doctors doing.
看到医生怎么样安慰他自己的太太。
They could see how the doctor comforted their wife, their wife.
后来灵魂又进到身体里面去。
And then their soul goes back to their body.
又活过来啊。
And they woke up again.
当他讲这件事情的时候，
when he told me that,
他眼睛还掉下眼泪来。
He even shed tears.
他一定没有在骗我。
I know he wasn't lying.
他如果是一个人这样讲，
if somebody were to say that,
就算了。就算了啦，可能是假的啦。
Then I may discount it as a lie.
但是不止一个啊。
But more than one person has told me that.
太多人跟小丽分享那个灵魂离开身体的经验了。
Many people have shared the experience of a near-death experience with me.
我最近读到一本这个医生所写的一本书啊。
Recently, I read a book written by a physician.
这个医生他是一个心脏科的医生。
This MD is a heart specialist.
他本来。他说他本来他也是相信耶稣，但是他说他是不冷不热的了，根本不是很在乎的了。
He used to be a Christian that's not very devout.
啊，但是有一天他改变了。
But one day he changed.
为什么呢
？Why？
他说有一个人呐、啊，偏偏巧不巧就死在他的诊所啊。
He said there's somebody who died in his clinic.
哦，这个时候他紧张了，因为你死在别的地方，我去帮助，那我没有责任，死在你的诊所，你有责任的、啊。
And he was very nervous because.He would have to be responsible for this person's death.
所以他就赶快啊，因为是心脏科，所以用电极一直就是因为那个电，他又身体又高大，用手按呐、啊，然后再用机器这样子啊，一直要抢救这个人呐、啊。
So he tried to perform all sorts of different CPR methods, trying to resuscitate this person.
他这个人呢，突然会醒过来，然后突然又死过去这样子、啊。
He witnessed how this person would revive and die again.
他平常他像按人家很痛的，有些时候、哦、人家按起来说，哎呀，你不要再按了、啊，痛死了，才会这样讲啊。
Is it sometimes he would be pressing on somebody so hard the person would say, "Stop, you're hurting me."
啊，这个人不是哦，他会抓住意思说，不要啊，不要停止你的手啊，你要救我，那个那里太暗，那里太可怕了。
But this person on the other hand.Kept saying, "Don't stop, don't stop. There, where I'm going is dark and scary."
然后他又过去了。
And then he dies again.
然后他又活过来，然后又医生又继续帮他啊清醒过来，他继续重复这句话。
So, whenever this person is resuscitated, he will repeat the same thing.
啊，他那个时候才了解，原来真的人啊，在那个死亡的边缘，常常有一些很奇妙的经验呢。
So what the doctor concluded is that people have amazing experience when they're near death.
所以他就到处去做访问了。
So he started to do a survey.
因为他做这样的工作，常常可以遇到这样的病人。
Because of his profession, he would often meet this type of patients.
出了一本很厚的书啊。
And he published a very thick book.
跟我们讲，灵魂的确是存在的。
What he told his conclusion is that human do have souls.
很多人都经历黑暗，有一些人经历一种很啊一个黑暗的一个啊 tunnel， 然后最后看到亮光，也有这样的人呢、啊。
Most people experience complete darkness. Some people will see a tunnel where there's light at the
end. 所以我们不得不相信呢、啊，灵魂真的是存在，它是不灭的、啊。
So we have no choice but to believe that humans do have souls.
这圣经跟我们这样也是这样讲啊。
That's what the Bible tells us too.
我们灵魂有一个永远的归宿。
There is an eternal home for us.
当人进到耶稣基督里面来的时候
，When we come into Jesus Christ,
你会有出死入生的平安。
You will have peace.That passes from death into
我们所以朋友们，我们要赶快来得到这个平安呢、啊。
So my friends, we need to come and receive this peace.
我们怎么得到这个平安呢
？How do we receive this peace?
我们刚耶稣这样跟我们讲
，Jesus tells us，
在世上有苦难
，In this world you have trouble，
在我里面有平安
，In me you can find peace.
所以今天很重要就是人要走到耶稣基督里面来啊。
The most important thing today is to come into Jesus.
我们刚提到耶稣会给你十分的平安
，You will find the perfect peace.
出死入生的平安
，The peace that passes death into life，
一无所缺的平安
，And the peace that without lacking.
哇，我们再看那个约翰福音五章二十四节。
Let's turn to John chapter 5 verse 24。
啊，所以我们要进到主耶稣来啊。
So we must come into Jesus。
啊，这里我们刚刚提到过了，我们再把它念一次哦，再清楚的念一下哦。
Let's read this verse one more time。
我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生。这边提到要信那差我来者的，就是要信耶稣基督啊。
Here it says you must believe in him who sent me. That is to believe in Jesus Christ.、
啊耶稣基督就是神亲自来到人间。
Jesus Christ is God Himself, King of
the world. 当你信耶稣又信神的时候呢，你就有永生。
When you believe Jesus and believe in God, then you have eternal life.
罗马书啊，跟我们讲怎么样得到这些啊平安呢
book of Romans tells us how we can receive this peace.
就是人是要从信开始，从信结束。
You have to begin from faith to faith.
所以圣经给我们一条怎么样信耶稣一条道路啊
？The Bible gives us a way on how to believe in Jesus.
首先你要口里承认，心里相信。
First, you have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart.
啊，你要相信耶稣基督真的就是可以救我们的一位天上的真神。
We have to believe that Jesus is truly the God who can save us.
但是我们的信不要停止在那里。
Our faith must not only stop there.
耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你们。”
Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I tell you."
如果不是从水跟圣灵生，不能进神的国。
Unless you're born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter into God.
所以你要相信受洗有赦罪的功效。
So you must believe that baptism can wash away your sins.
要相信得圣灵就是进天国的凭据。
You must believe that receiving the Holy Spirit is proof into heaven.
所以一直在人生上面一直有一种相信的开始，从啊到信的结束。
So there's a progression from faith unto faith.
啊，这样子我们就可以在主里面有永生啊，有永生了。
If we do that, then we could have eternal life.
这位啊，诸位朋友们啊，我们教会的洗礼真的非常奇妙啊。
My friends, I will tell you the baptism in our church is very amazing.
真的，小弟啊，有时候在海当中啊，亲眼看到很多人从水里上来那一种感恩跟激动。
I have seen how emotional and how thankful people are when they get out of the water.
因为洗礼成为他们生命当中一个很大的改变。
Because at the time of baptism, they have a changing moment.
啊，就像刚刚小弟所提到那位女士啊。
Just like the miss I mentioned to you earlier.
啊，洗礼之后不但得到主耶稣的这个啊救恩呐、啊，连世上的病、魔鬼的干扰统统没有了。
Not only do they receive God's grace, their sickness is also cured.
所以朋友，你有安全感吗？
My friends, let me ask you again, do you feel secure?
你有没有忧虑？
Do you have any worries?
你有没有依靠？
Do you have someone to trust in?
耶稣要赐你平安啊。
Jesus will give you peace.
是十分的平安。
Perfect peace.
是一无所缺的平安。
Peace without lacking.
出死入生的平安。
Peace from death into life.
愿主耶稣开你的心啊。
May the Lord open your heart.
愿你能够呼应主耶稣的呼召。
You respond to his calling.
愿平安跟随你一生一世。
May peace be with you all the days of your life.
在世上有苦难。
In this world we have tribulation.
但是他会给您平安。
But he will give you peace. Sing him.
三十首。
Number 30.